ധ്യായാമോദവളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീന്നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീം മദസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദകാമീശ്വരീം ശങ്കരാദിഗുരും പ്രണമ്യ ആരഭത്തെ അനുശാസനം ലഭത്തെ മോക്ഷം യസ്യ മതിഃ രമത്തെ നിർഗുണബ്രഹ്മണി അഹം സദാ ബ്രഹ്മൈവ ഏതദനുസന്ധാനം അപരോക്ഷാനുഭവ സന്ദായകം അചിരാ.
വി സോ കപ്പിൾ ഓഫ് ലുക്കാസ് ബ്രീഫ്ലി, സോ വിൽ ചാൻറ്റ് ദം അഗൈൻ. So we are left with the mind. If the mind, like first is shipta manasam, that distracted mind, because it's an obstacle for yoga, so we have to immediately bring it, like immediately get rid of the distraction, whatever is a distracting medium. And of course the entire world becomes a distracting medium and become distraction. So shoka purna vishvam tejet sada anyatana praptavya shodhanam. The mind cannot be calmed down, mind cannot be purified, if we don't remember that the world is sorrowful. If the world is sorrowful, that is remembered, then automatically the mind won't stick on to, the mind won't get distracted. So therefore we should remember that the world is shokapurna. And then there are yoga sadhana. So there are sadhanas that help us in controlling the mind. So controlling the mind. So till now, like whatever was mentioned in the work is till now whatever was mentioned was about jnana perspective. So jnana, okay, we should have vairagyam, we should have abhyasam, and then bheda bhavana should not be there. So all those were knowledge perspective. So then comes to sadhana. What is the sadhana that helps in this knowledge becoming instrumental or implementation of knowledge? So vairagyam, abhyasam, okay, fine. I can repeatedly do again and again and again and again. I can have vairagyam to an extent, but then what will happen? These two won't work out until the mind is in a particular state. Until the mind is purified, until the mind has attained a kind of concentration, knowledge or abhyasam, so abhyasam as well as vairagyam will not help. So we can do abhyasam. So some people do more and more and more and more dhyana, but it's of no use as long as the mind is not concentrated. The mind will still get chipped up, it will get distracted. The mind will again get distracted. So I know that like the world is sorrowful, I know Ishvara alone is real, but still without yoga sadhana, without purifying and controlling the mind and being under control, then like some situation comes, we will remember. So when Amma says, okay, everything is Ishvara, remember, the mind will remember. And after that, like whenever the mind wants, it will go away its own. So we should have the control on the mind. The mind should be under our control. So if the mind is not under our control, it's like a thief, it will go whenever it wants. So whenever it wants, it will go. So that should not be the case. For yoga, the mind has to be under control. And for that, the sadhana that has been prescribed in the Yoga Shastra that can be and should be used. So, ipsitam yadi manasasyatu rodanam tada sevanam kuru ashtasadhanam അംഗരൂപകം യസ്യ സേവനം ശാന്തിദായകം. സോ ഇഫ് യു വിഷ് ടു കൺട്രോൾ ദ മൈൻഡ്, സോ ഈപ്സിതം യദി മാനസസ്യ ദുരോധനം. സോ ബട്ട് ഓക്കെ, ജ്ഞാന വൈരാഗ്യ ഓൾ ദോസ് ആർ ദെയർ, ബട്ട് ഇഫ് യു വാണ്ട് ടു കൺട്രോൾ ദ മൈൻഡ്, ഫസ്റ്റ് കൺട്രോൾ ദ മൈൻഡ് ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ലെറ്റ് പ്രാക്ടീസ് അഭ്യാസം, ദെൻ വൈരാഗ്യം. Abhyasa of bheda bhavam, removing bheda bhavana, that there is only one brahman. And then vairagya, that brahman alone is real, everything else is real. This Ashoka Purna Vishwam, I will renounce it. In the mind, all those can work. So if you want to control the mind, then Sevanam Kuru, do Seva. So Sevanam, what is Sevanam? Sevanam is Ashtanga Yoga Sevanam. So Ashta Sadhanam. The Sadhanam for Sevanam is Ashtam. It is eight. And it is Anga Rupakam. It doesn't mean that there are eight sadhanas, eight different sadhanas that you have to do. It is Anga Purupakam. Anga means part by part. So part by part, what it means, like the Angam of a body. So there are different parts of the body, but they are all tied together. So it's eight Angas are there, eight limbs, but they are all together. So that means it's just one sadhana, which is split into eight based on Anga, different Anga. So it's not like eight different sadhanas that you have to do. So you have to do just one sadhana, which consists of eight Anga and Asya Sevanam Shanti Dhayatam. It will give peace to the mind. So here peace is not final peace, but peace means the mind will become calm. The mind will become calm, and then like Jnana will be effective. So Jnana will be effective. So whatever Vairagyam, Abhyasam, whatever we have learned earlier about the mind, the focusing the mind, not the letting the mind distracted, focusing on that one thought and all other thoughts, Abheda Bhavam. So all the Bheda Bhavam, all the thoughts that come in, they are just Mithya. If you want to tell itself, the mind has to be under control. So that control is attained through Ashtanga Yoga Sadhanam. So now is a tricky part in a way. So, Jnatamevatat, Sadhananicha, Sarvamanushe, Vyashtaspattatah, Vyashtapah. Okay, Sarvamanushe, Vyashtaspattatah. Sarvamanushe, Vyashtaspashtata. This shloka is interesting in that it doesn't explain anything about, here the work doesn't explain about any of the sadhana. So, jnatameva, tan sadhanani, tat sadhanani, that sadhana, the ashtanga sadhana, jnatameva. Jnatameva means everybody of us know. So, it's kind of well known is what is meant. So, jnatameva, it is already known. Sarvamanusheyabhyah, spashtatah, sarvamanusheyabhyah, by all people. So all people know it, and spashtatah, clearly know it, therefore, in a way, it just says, okay, this sadhana, this ashtanga sadhana, everybody knows clearly, so therefore, I am not explaining it. So it's a beautiful way of saying that, cannot be explained. It is the summary of a work, right? So it doesn't, it's kind of yoga deity, so it's not yoga's death, and then the author assumes that people know something about yoga. So Ashtanga yoga, okay, it is well known. If you don't know, go back and learn. That is what the author is saying. So the author is saying just that. We can learn, like we will see, like in brief, what are those Ashtangani. So, but what the author just says is, it's kind of known. So, many people who are in the spiritual path, who are sadhakas, who either of jnana or Vedanta darshanam or yoga darshanam, they know this. They are kind of familiar with this Ashtanga yoga, because Ashtanga yoga is very popular. So, that is what is the meaning that jnana, anybody interested in jnana, they will at least have a look at those Ashtanga yoga. So they may not implement all of those, but they will at least have a look at it. So this is about sadhana. So Ashtanga Yoga first begins with Yama and Niyama. So it has eight angas. So Yama and Niyama. So Yama and Niyama also, like, I'll just leave it to you guys to refer and analyze, because it's kind of 10 qualities. So Yama and Niyama are 10 qualities which has to be implemented in our day-to-day life. So in our day-to-day life, so which includes satya, shaucham, purity, truthfulness, aspeyam, which means not stealing, aparigraham, you don't accept anything from others, brahmacharyam is another. So these are the 10 qualities which are required in our day-to-day life. So in our day-to-day life, so we want to see like those also. I don't know, like it's brief, right? We can see in brief. So the first five qualities are ahimsa. So they are called yama. I always get confused about yama and niyama. Niyama, the terming. So generally yama is things which should not be done. So there are prohibited or what you should abstain from. And then niyama are what you should implement. So those are the two sets. Like the thing is, when you want to lead a like smooth life, so life should be smooth first. Like we want to do the next steps of pranayama or asana or dhyana. We want to do dhyana. Life or like our life around environment and everything should be smooth. If that is not smooth, we can't do any dhyana, we can't do any of the sadhana. If we don't do any of the sadhana, the mind will not work. So just sitting for dhyana after getting up in the morning will not work if we don't follow certain rules which ensures that environment around us is conducive. Environment is conducive means our mind is also conducive. Mind, the nature of the mind is that whatever it is put in, the person is put in an environment, the mind tries to adjust to it. So initially what happens is, let's say like we are in an ashram. All of a sudden, like Amma says, okay, we have to go there, go somewhere else. So go to that place and like stay there. So when we go there, the mind cannot adjust because environment is different. But like in a few days, 1 week, 2 weeks or 1 month, the mind adjusts. The mind adjusts to the environment there. So the mind in a way merges with the environment. So it like imbibes, like in a way it imbibes qualities of the environment. That's why gyan is samplik. Satsangatve nisangatvam and dusangaha tarvatha eva tyajaha. Dusangaha, dusangam should be renounced at all costs. Because like when the mind always imbibes like what the next person is. Why do we sleep when the next person sleeps? Because the mind imbibes everything around. So the environment should be kind of conducive for the other angas of this ashtanga, which is dhyana, samadhi, adhika. If that has to happen, then you have to have certain values in life that ensure that the environment around us is conducive, which means the mind is also conducive. It's like, so there are five don'ts and five do's. So the yamas, five don'ts are ahimsa, satyam, asteya, brahmacharya, aparigraha. So these are the five. So satya, like ahimsa, satya, asteya, brahmacharya, aparigraha. So ahimsa means no himsa to others. So parapidanam or disturbing others. So disturbing others, though Patanjali's way it is pure ahimsa, but ahimsa also means unwantedly not disturbing. So depending on situations, not disturbing. So depending on situations, not disturbing. It's very important to see it that perspective. So in Awakened Children, we have seen how when there was a dog that was barking, near Amma's like house. Amma's house or ashram, I think ashram somewhere. And then like one person thought, okay, the dog is poor dog. It was a mother. The dog had just given birth to a kid. So the dog was barking and also this person said, okay, we should not do anything. Amma said to send the dog away. But they didn't do it because they felt ahimsa, it is ahimsa. And the next day, Amma's mother was coming that way and this dog bit her. So ahimsa. So we have to be kind of very careful. So bugs, bed bugs come in the ashram. What will we do? Oh, it is ahimsa, I will sit quiet. We don't do that. Virus is in our body. What will we do? We'll find ways to pick it out. Else it will kill. So ahimsa, there are also limitations to ahimsa. So when somebody doesn't harm us, we should not harm it. So a snake is passing by. Does it harm us? If it doesn't, let it pass by. Let it pass by. As much as possible, try to have ahimsa. Ahimsa should be reduced. So himsa, the word itself means like pida, parapida. So parapida means like we won't do like harm to others, like unless they come and harm us. If they come and harm us, then sitting silent is also not ahimsa. So ahimsa is the first, and then satya means not telling lies as much as possible. All these are as much as possible depending on situations. So depending on situations, like we have to see. So satya means sticking on to truth or like speaking the truth as much as possible. As much as possible. In some cases, we will have to lie. If we don't lie, it becomes a biggie. Do you like working in office? You can't say no. If you say no, then it becomes a bigger problem. Everywhere it's not in like companies, it's a bigger problem. In ashram, it's a bigger problem. Where will you be put? The next project again the same thing. So some things you have to lie and say, okay, yes, I love the job, and then go on. So some cases, like as much as possible, try to say the truth. And then asteya. Asteya means not stealing from anybody. Not stealing from anybody. So this also has a wide meaning. So the wide meaning, like sometimes like it's tough to understand. So as per the Shastras, some people say that you should not have unwanted things. Well, like if we get like too much food and keep, then ants will come. So we should not do that. We should keep what we want. So we should not take from others as much as possible. We should not take from others. So if they give, it's fine. But we should not take from others. We should not steal from others. We should just be content with what we get in life. So whether others have or not, that's a different thing. What will I do? I will be content with what? Whatever you get through normal means, be happy with it. That's asteya. And then brahmacharya. So brahmacharya also has multiple meanings. So brahmacharya in a way means focusing on Brahma. So the charya, conduct for realization of Brahma. And the other meaning, like normal meaning of preservation of energy. So maximum energy is lost in sexual activity. So reducing that. When that is reduced, then automatically our focus comes. Like we'll have energy, we'll have vitality. If vitality is what it is said. So Simha line is supposed to mate only once in a lifetime. So that is why it is more powerful. At the same time we find the elephant is opposite. So elephant is prone, like elephant is caught, like when it is like by luring towards a female elephant. So elephant is opposite. So elephant is big. Powerful, yet when it comes in front of the lion is able to destroy or scare it away. The lion is the king. So that is why it is said so. Preservation of energy, vitality, force in order to progress in the path, in order to control the mind, in order to progress in the spiritual path, that is required. And then last is aparigraha. This is very important for sadhaka specifically. Aparigraha means not accepting anything. Not accepting like gifts. So people give gifts, we should as much as possible not accept. So if they become so upset and all, then it's the case. But we should not accept, because once we accept, then like our mind gets used to that, like okay, they will give. Once they don't give, so every time like after a year or two, somebody gives gifts, if we expect it, then what will happen? There will be problem. So in some cases, you have to accept, yes, you can give it to somebody else, like who will be more than willing to take it. Because non-acceptance of gifts is required for a sadhaka. Else the mind gets used to it. Okay, the next few years too, somebody goes and comes, then what will happen? You didn't bring, last time you got something better. This time it is worse. Last time there was a pen. This time what it was a pencil. It's a lower level. That's how we will think. That is one way. And the other is there is a dependency chain created as a result. Dependency chain. So people will always have. So when fights happen, when people go out of, like if I go into bad terms, then what will happen? I got you that. And what did you do? I got you that, but like what did you do? You are doing this to me. So dependency gets created. Dependency should only be with like realized master or with Ishvara. Ishvara will never claim anything because everything is his. So what can he claim? He won't claim, that day you accepted or you gave, you didn't give this. All those Ishvara will not expect. So dependency will be there, so aparigraha. So these are the five don'ts. So we should, in the first is we should not try to hurt others as much as possible, ahimsa. Then satyam, trying to be truthful always, most of the time. And then asteya, not stealing from anybody, being content with what we have. Then brahmacharya, preservation of energy in whatever form we can. And then finally aparigraha, not accepting any gifts. So this is the five don'ts or yama. And then five niyama, so the do's, what we should do. So niyama, rules or discipline. So shaucha, santosha, and then tapaswadhyaya, ishvara pranidhanam. So these are the five niyama. So five niyama is shaucham, first is shaucham, discipline. These are disciplines. The other is like you should abstain from things. Here you should implement. So shaucham means purity. So purity is both external and internal, mental purity and external purity. So we should try to have like external purity as much as possible, take bath whenever possible. So depending on rules and all, we should not just take bath like whenever we want. Depending on situation, we have to adjust by taking bath, being pure. So being pure, environment becomes pure, so that means mind also will be more conducive. So shaucham, that is, then santosha, contentment, so being contented. So being contented with being happy, whatever is there, trying to be happy with what we have. So non-stealing is, non-stealing and contentment go together. So these yama, niyama qualities and all, they go hand in hand. So non-stealing, if we don't steal from others, then automatically contentment will come. If contentment is there, we won't steal from others. We won't accept from others. So it's like mutual. Like if we start doing in one, or from one end we start eating something, like it's like one end we, you start something, the other end also will get reduced. Other end, it's like a, let's say like we are eating a big sandwich. So we eat from one end, then we will find that the length of the sandwich gets reduced automatically. We can start from anywhere, but the length will get reduced. So this is santosha, contentment, and then tapas swadhyayam, tapaha and swadhyayam. So tapas means our continuous sadhana, our penance. Sadhana of any form is tapas. Sadhana means any sadhana. It can be sharira sadhana of Surya Namaskara. It can be mental sadhana of Japa Dhyanam. It can be any sadhana. So sadhanas, austerities are required. So it is tapas that gives us more energy, gives us more positive energy, punya, to continue forward in the path. So tapas, but tapas alone will not go. So swadhyayam, we have to learn. We have to keep learning stuff. We have to keep learning stuff. Swadhyayam. So it's not about just shravanam from the guru or like from somebody, but it is mananam also. We ourselves have to learn daily. So daily we have to like look at ourselves, like as Amma says, it is looking at ourselves. Looking at ourselves and looking at ourselves and seeing where do we stand. Where do we stand? Where do we stand in the path? How much we have progressed, what all we did, that is what we have to do. And then finally, Ishvara Pranidhanam. So Ishvara Bhakti, Ishvara Arpanam, Ishvara Premam. So that without that we can't go anywhere. So we want progress at all. The most important, some people say it's the most important, Ishvara or Guru Bhakti. So if we have Ishvara or Guru Bhakti, then that means like we are attached, it is kind of Vairagya. When we are attached to the goal, automatically everything will be set. And then the attachment to the wrong people can take us down. Attachment to the right people will take us towards the goal. So it depends on whom we get attached to. So if we get attached, let's say we get attached or close with a person. Let's assume that our closeness defines a relationship. So if we get close with a ticket agent. If we get close with a ticket agent, then like we may get free tickets, free flight tickets, it helps us. If we get like close with a thief then or a stealing person, then what will happen? Our money will go. So that the attachment to Ishvara is prime importance. So the do's, disciplines are Shaucha, Santosha, Tapaswadhyaya, Ishvara, Pranidhanam. So Shaucham, like purity, contentment, then tapas, penance, and learning ourselves, and then Ishvara. Remembering Ishvara, offering to Ishvara, Ishvara Bhakti. So these are the Yama and Niyamas. So Yama and Niyama, pretty prepared language. Just remember either Madhi Yama consists of like both are five. So Yama is Ahimsa, then Satyam. Ahimsa, like telling God, not trying to hurt others, and then not telling lies as much as possible. And then not stealing from anybody, then preservation of energy, not wasting energy, and then finally not accepting. And then the disciplines that are made to be implemented in life. The disciplines are purity, first purity, then contentment, and then penance, our own sadhana, and then learning or reflecting, and then Ishvara, remembering Ishvara. So if these two are there, then we will be like our, like because of this, this gives all these good qualities, generate great energy in us. Great energy means it's not just externally, but in our mind. So mind gets a lot of energy, power with respect to this. When it gets power, the body also becomes powerful. The body, like the mind becomes, whenever the mind is active, that's what why we see. The body is not tired. We have fever? No. But the mind is tired, then what happens? We sleep off. Actually, the body is fine. The body will not have issues, but the mind is tired, so mind has to sleep. So if the mind is energetic, then the body also will be energetic. So we can feel sometimes that though our body may have fever and all, if the mind is proper, none of those will affect us. It won't affect us. Even if it is there, with the mental strength, we can immediately get up and we'll be able to do things. The mind is there. So this is, it is essential to have such a mind, because the next sadhana is asana. So asana is the third sadhana. So yama, niyama, asana. So asana means sthira sukham asanam. Asana means any position which is sthiram. Sthiram means we don't move. We sit stable. And then sukham, it should be comfortable. So it should be steady or immoving, and then it should be comfortable. So why these both are required is, in order to go beyond the body notion, like in order to focus on the mind, the body has to be made still. The body has to be made still so that the mind can focus on something else. The mind will focus on like the leg being shaken, head being nodded. The mind will do that. So we have to have a steady body, and then comfortable also is because it's for a period of time. It's not like 1 second we sit and then it's fine. So we are fine. We should sit in a comfortable position. It can be sukhasana, simple position, ardha padmasana or padmasana or some complex position. It doesn't matter. It should be steady and it should be comfortable. So once we sit on such a comfortable position, when we sit on a comfortable position, then we have to try to control the breath. So control the breath. Yama, niyama, asana, pranayama. Pranayama, pranayama. Pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. Pranayama. So next is pranayama. So if you have to control the mind, so ancient acharyas, so Ramana Maharshi has also beautifully explained this. Chitta vayavas chitkriyayuta shakayorvai shakti mulaka. The shakti of maya has like two powers. So one is like a conscious power, and then there is a vayu power. Vayu power is what does activities. The chaitanya power is like chaitanya means chaitanya like power is what helps in perception, jnana. One helps in jnana, one helps in karma. So the karma, what helps is vayu. With that vayu, we can control the other one. So it's like two branches. So two branches of a tree. If we control one branch, we can control the other. It's like the balance. Then we balance like one. Through control one, put more weight on one, the other will ride, other will go down. So we can control. So through controlling vayu or prana, we can control the mind. So through control of prana, mind can be controlled. Prana is controlled through vayu. Prana can be controlled through vayu, because prana, what we call as prana, is kind of energy. So it's energy, and that energy runs throughout our body in the form of vayu, different pranas. So prana, pana, vyana, samana, udhana, there are many others people see. So it means just energy that is there, and that like helps in breathing and many other activities of the body. Simplest prana is breathe in and out. So that, when we focus on that, the prana gets controlled. When prana gets controlled, then we can control the mind also, because it's a different branch. That's right. So that is how, understood, right? So that is how we control. So pranayama. Pranayama, yama means control. So control of prana. So control of prana is pranayama. So after sitting in a particular position, we control our breath, the flow, inflow and the outflow of breath. Then the mind gets controlled. So the mind becomes calm, mind becomes controlled. And in such a controlled mind, we should then do pratyahara. So pratyahara means withdrawing all the senses. So once the mind has calmed down, then there is, the mind won't drift. The mind is active, what happens is the sense organs will be active. So hand, feet and all are karma indriya, there is jnana indriya, hearing, seeing, smelling, touching and all those will be there. So they have to also be pulled back. Pulled back means they should not go under the vishaya, because the mind, focus has to be the mind. When the eyes are going outside, then we can't focus inside. Because the mind is, like we can in a way say the mind is inside of the eye. Mind is inside of the eye and the eye goes out. If the eye goes out, what it is as good as the mind going out. So mind's focus is here. So mind cannot focus inward. So we are inside, sitting inside a room, and then we are seeing outside. If we see outside, will we be able to look at the room? We won't be able to look at the room. Can we beautify the room? No, because we are looking outside. So first is closing eyes, we already do, but other indriyas also have to be pulled back. So that is pratyahara. We pull back indriyas and then dharana, then the mind should be fixed on something. To pull back, like the mind is calm now, the mind has been calm through pranayama or controlled through pranayama, it becomes calm. Then all the indriyas, calm means, it doesn't mean like, okay, why now done, why should I like do the rest of the process? You have to do the rest of the process, it is temporarily calm. It's temporarily calm, you have to do more effort. It's temporarily calm, immediately some sound comes and it runs away. So we have to pull the indriyas back and then focus the mind on something. That focusing is called as dharana. Desha bandha chittasya dharana. Patanjali says, we can choose positions in the body, in places, and we can focus on that place. So for example, the common way we do dhyana, before dhyana is in our heart, or in our, between our bhrumadhyaya. So there we focus. So when we focus there, the dharana, dharana means concentration. We concentrate. And when that happens, then dhyana. Meditation. Meditation means continuous flow of concentration. We are always like we in our heart we see Devi. So we bring Devi to our heart, we concentrate on that Devi, and then like meditation happens. That means the thought of Devi alone goes on. Eka chintanam. That one thought alone goes on. When that one thought goes for a period of time, we try to concentrate on one thought. Other thoughts might come in, like we pull them out. We focus on this one thought and then that alone comes, then that alone goes on. When that goes on, there is absorption of samadhi. Absorption of samadhi. In samadhi, we merge onto that one entity. And that one entity, if it is Devi, we merge onto. In some cases, like we can in a way say, we will go into Devi Loka. So why are we in Amma's ashram? Why aren't we in Chinmaya ashram? Why are some people in Chinmaya ashram? I have some people in no place. Never, no, not in any ashram. Why? Because there have been some kind of sankalpa in the previous birth. Somehow we have attained samadhi. So samadhi, we focus on that one entity. Then depending on what that one entity is, what is the nature of that one entity, we will attain. Got it, right? That's like that. So some people, like if we don't remember that Devi to be Brahman, we will not attain Brahman. But we will temporarily go with Devi and be Devi. That is absorption. When absorption also is, it is sadhana. So sadhana means it is during like during intense time of dhyana, this absorption happens. Once we open our eyes, there is no pratyahara. Kandavarana, you can remember, like the mind goes out. So then where is absorption? There is no absorption. The mind is not inside. So then samadhi ends. So that is yoga's way. Vedantic way. What happens is after you gain samadhi, when samadhi, you are able to realize that there is this, the mind can pull away from everything and focus on one. It can focus. So then like after opening eyes also, you will be able to focus on the mind on one. You will be able to say Brahman, Sarvam Brahman. Now the mind is under control because you have practiced samadhi. If you have gone till samadhi, you can control your mind. So now the controlled mind has to be focused. Not on samadhi, but on Brahman as pervading the entire world. When we do that, then real yoga happens. So real yoga, what is real yoga? Real yoga means in the Atman or in Brahman. If that with the mind which abides in the Atman or Brahman and sees that Atman or Brahman in everything. In everything. So that thought is the main thought. So that doesn't mean other thoughts are not coming, like we can't act. I can't lift this book because it is Brahman. I am Brahman. This is Brahman, so I won't lift the book. So, I am Brahman. I am already Brahman. So, how can I work? I won't go to office. If we say, then like Amma will say, okay, you are Brahman. So, the food is also Brahman, so you can't eat. So, that is like, kutarka should not be there. So, Beda Bhavanam should vanish from the mind. So, that means, everything is Brahman. See everything as Brahman. It is drishti. It's not karma. You just see in the mind. So that thought is always there, Sarvam Brahmamayam. That thought is there. The mind primarily focuses on that. Other things may be there or may not be there. May be there, it may not be there. So like a person who is giving a lecture. So he is focused on giving the lecture. But at the same time, he observes people. Okay, that person is sleeping. After some time, someone will be there, oh, you are sleeping. or after the class, maybe in some cases after the class, can you come here? You slept super. That's how his comment will be. So the person is primarily focused on talking, because else he can't talk. But still, other things like he notices here, he notices there, he notices people going. And then he'll ask, how was the class? Was it good? Because so many people left. They left early. Whatever, was it okay? Was the sound okay? Everything he notices. And if the sound is not okay, then he will say, can you please increase the sound volume? And again, back focus. The focus is there. But all these, what are all these activities? They are secondary. They are still there in the mind. They are still there, but they are not really affecting. So that is how the state of yoga will be. That means the mind will focus always on Brahman. Other things, when they happen, they will happen. But the mind is ever focused on Brahman. That is samatvam. That is real yoga. So in order to get to that state, we have to control the mind. Without controlling the mind, there is no possibility of that. There is no possibility of controlling the mind if that is not there. So therefore, we have to practice this Ashtanga Yoga, at least practice it to an extent. If not until Samadhi, at least till Dhyana, we have to try. So when we try that, then the mind will be under control. We'll be able to control the mind. Then yoga will happen. Interestingly, till now, like, the definition of yoga hasn't come. In a way, it has come, but it's not a... Okay, it comes later. So, Ashtanga Yoga. So, Pranayama, then what? How about Pranayama? What can I do? It is, people say it is dangerous. It is dangerous. A simple Pranayama is just observing breath. Deep as possible, that is simple Pranayama. What Amma says, Ma Om, we don't have to remember. Just breathe. Can't focus on that breathing. That is simplest Pranayama. Simplest Pranayama. Oh, don't, Amma says, don't focus on the breath, but focus on the sound of Ma and Om. There are so many ways of Pranayama, whatever appeals we can take. Some are complex, some are simple. So the simplest thing is just to observe your breath. That is the simplest Pranayama. Then the prana is controlled through, like, maybe controlled breath. So then automatically the mind becomes calm. Then we can do pratyahara and other things automatically. But this have to be done in order to, like, shanti, shanti dayakam. So if we have to control manasasya rodhanam, if you want to control the mind, then these sadhanas are essential. Sadhanas are essential, so that is why Vedanta isn't against all these sadhana. So it is very easy to say that, oh, I don't need all this jnana, is there, like, everything is there, and that is enough. So Balakrishna Nair might say, even I might say in other places, but that is all, it depends from sadhakas to sadhakas. Each person has, each person for himself. Each person for himself, so we have to figure out what we are suited. Can we remember that? Okay, well, I'm good. If we cannot, we have to do. We have to do, there is no other alternative. We have to do. So many people have knowledge, many places, many missions, everywhere. So why aren't they able to implement it? They aren't able to implement it because concentration is not there. So if concentration is not there, do this. And Shankara says that we have to do it. Like, if it is essential, we have to do it. All acharyas, no acharya, jnani can, or in any jnana shastra, they cannot refute that these are not needed. These are also needed. These are also needed depending on our mental state. Somebody may be needed, somebody may not, it doesn't matter. So, next is kind of an interesting topic that is being dealt. It's a kind of like a very interesting topic. So, we'll continue that, like, after tea, chai, and Benjamin. We'll continue that after chai. So, for now, like, these sadhanas. So these sadhanas have to be implemented by people who want control of the mind. So people who want to control the mind, they have to try to implement these sadhanas as much as possible. So as much as possible. If it is not like too much, oh, like ahimsa, I'm not able to do too much. Oh, asana, I'm only able to do 10 minutes. 2 minutes is enough for dhyana. So dhyana, if the mind is concentrated, like 1 minute is enough. That 1 minute is enough. Then later we can control the mind. It is not about like 2 hours, 3 hours. There are rules. There are obviously rules for it. But for us, the purpose is to make the mind focus on Brahman. So in order to focus the mind on Brahman, whatever sadhana we have to do, you have to do it. So Ashtanga Sara Yoga, as much as possible we do, and then like go back, like it's like a, you go round and round. We do try to implement like that Brahman alone exists, that one thought in the mind. If the mind is not under control, do some like Ashtanga Yoga and see, okay, am I fine now? Come back. If we are not fine, again do Ashtanga Yoga. Again come back. Again do. Or just keep doing Ashtanga Yoga daily. Allot a time for it and do. As time passes by, we will find that it gives some effect. It gives effect that we will be able to experience. So, may Amma bless us so that we will be able to do those Ashtanga Sadhana and control the mind and then use such a mind or give that mind knowledge so that it will be able to remain peaceful. At peace on the state of yoga.